fighting soldiers from the sky. Fearless men who jump and die. Men who mean just what they say. The brave men of the Green Beret. Silver wings upon their chest. These are men, America's best. 100 men will test today, but only 3 win the Green Beret. Trained to live off nature's land, trained in combat hand to hand. Men who fight by night and day, courage take from the Green Beret. Silver wings upon their chest. These are men, America's best. 100 men will test today, but only 3 win the Green Beret. Back at home, a young wife waits. Her Green Beret has met his fate. He has died for those oppressed, leaving her this last request. Put silver wings on my son's chest. Make him one of America's best. He'll be a man they'll test one day. Have him win the Green Beret.
All right, we're back, ladies and gentlemen. Gerald Moore here on Monday, the 11th day of March. The proper tip today is to work on your physical fitness. If you have underlying health conditions, be sure you check with your healthcare professional before you do something that could hurt you. We have a patient waiting in the green room, my friend Sam Anders. Sam is the proprietor of Freedom Center USA, world-class training with rifles, pistols, high-end first aid training in beautiful Lebanon, Missouri. The website is freedomtrain.net. I say again, freedomtrain.net. And he will, in fact, answer the telephone beginning Wednesday afternoon. You want to sign up for a class, get in on a custom rifle built for yourself, get in on a group purchase of thermal imaging. Just give him a call beginning Wednesday afternoon at 417-718-2597. Good morning, Sam.
Good morning, John.
Well, sir, here we are almost halfway through the third month of the year. And I see the grass is being cut here and there, and I saw reptiles out and about. The birds are happy. The flowers are blooming. And it's just about time for classes to resume at Freedom Center, isn't it?
We are getting close. We're inside a month, and yes, I was woken up by a woodpecker trying to poke a hole in the brick of my house, the wall my bedroom, my head is laying next to, at 5:30 this morning. Spring is definitely here.
Well, I haven't slept in as late as 5:30 for quite a while, but that woodpecker, maybe it's woke. They can't tell the difference between mortar and a tree.
You know, I can't imagine a woke woodpecker having a beak tough enough to pound on brick, but, you know, the woke thing is on its way out, even on some college campuses.
Really?
I guess the pushback has finally started.
I hope so. What evidence do you have of wokeism being pushed back or eliminated, sir? That's just encouraging.
Well, you said I've seen some videos of conservatives gathering in groups and starting to say, "You leave this person alone. You stop doing that. We don't buy off on your woke BS." You know, and like I said, the pushback has begun. It's kind of interesting, though. People are telling kids all over the country, "Don't go to college." You know, for the first time in probably my lifetime, adults are advising kids don't go to college. Go to flight school. Go to trade school. Go do something you love. You don't have to have a college degree. You don't need to be on these woke indoctrination campuses. And I believe the universities are losing money because of it. And I think that's a good thing. Because let the market choose, you know?
Well, for decades, Harvard University was considered one of the best places to get a highly respected degree. But now we're at a point where we find that men and women at the very highest levels of Harvard are not who they claim to be, that they wrote papers to get their advanced degrees by plagiarism, and that discredits the entire Harvard University itself. It makes me wonder, what about all these other universities? If the best university has conceded to that kind of corruption, what does it mean for all the other universities that are held in high regard? Most likely, the same thing's taking place where men and women have reached high levels of these university faculties and administration by the same methods of plagiarism, being picked because of their skin color instead of their abilities. It puts into question everything these universities do, doesn't it, Sam?
Yeah, I mean, there's no question the universities in the United States have been infiltrated and taken over by communist libtards. And, you know, there's not a lot of truth in the things that they do and the things that they allow. It's not the I would never send my kid to a university at this point. You know, I have a doctor buddy of mine who has a son that has trained at the Freedom Center, and this guy is an absolute stud. I mean, he is an athlete. He's got an IQ over 145, 150. He is bright. He is strong. He is fast. And he wanted to go to college, wanted to go to engineering school. Right. And at the very last second, I think he decided, I'm not going to do that. I'm going to become a pilot. I'm going to flight school. And he didn't want to be on campus with a bunch of woke libtards. And I think that's indicative of what's happening in a lot of families around the country. And it's sad to some degree, but honestly, it had to happen.
Well, a friend of mine owns a manufacturing company with more than 100 employees. He says, John, we don't care what kind of degree they have. We simply don't. We do our own independent testing to find out if this person, a new hire, has the skills they claim to have. And we give very little credit whatsoever to whatever piece of paper they got from whatever institution that they went to. You know, that's where we've come to, is the piece of paper from that 2 years or 4 years or 6 years of higher education has very little meaning within the private sector. What do you think, Sam?
Well, if you're looking for a high-end job and you don't have a master's degree or a PhD or a doctorate, it's going to be tough for you these days. And so many people getting these degrees that don't do anything. I mean, how many people have gone to these woke institutions, paid $60,000, $70,000 a year for tuition, and they come out 4 years later with a $300,000 bill and no ability to get a job? I mean, it's tragic. The whole system's broken right now.
Well, I've met some of these people working as clerks at B. Dalton bookstores. Serious. I mean, I'm not making this up. I'm serious. People with bachelor's and master's degrees working as clerks in bookstores because that's the only job they can get.
Wow. It's amazing.
Moving on to the firearms industry and the firearms culture, Wayne LaPierre has been ordered to repay several millions of dollars to the NRA. Are you aware of that?
Oh, it doesn't surprise me. How many people do you know other than me have been calling the NRA out for their corrupt behavior? Maybe some of the people at Gun Owners of America, but I mean, honestly, it's been very few people. For at least the last 40 years, the NRA has stood for not really American.
Absolutely. Well, I found that out firsthand at an NRA, Friends of NRA banquet, where the NRA endorsed a congressman who voted for the ban on semi-automatic rifles and high-capacity magazines. And in the same audience was my friend John Ross, who you knew, John,
yes.
who, despite being a Democrat, was one of the most pro-gun individuals a human being could ever be. And it was like he wasn't even there. You may have heard about what I did that night. I asked to do the Pledge of Allegiance for the group, and which I did, of course. But I was also given the opportunity for less inferentially named Jim Talent as an enemy of the people, basically, with his wife sitting about 20 feet from me. And that was a very important moment for myself and my friend John Ross, and most of the people in the audience knew that the NRA endorsed Jim Talent, who was one of the last two votes, either the last or next to last vote, to pass the 1994 ban on semi-automatic rifles and high-capacity magazines. That was well known within our audience.
I remember that that moment, and I'll tell you this: I was at Queenie Park.
Were you there?
I was there, and I was at Queenie Park weeks before that, where Jim Talent was speaking, and that clown literally spoke in public and said the words, "The Second Amendment doesn't apply to semi-auto rifles. The Second Amendment is there to help ensure that we have guns for hunting."
Oh yes.
I mean, the lies that came out of this supposed Republican's mouth. We have a huge problem with Rhino Republicans in Missouri. That people, they have tried to infiltrate Missouri over and over again. Right now, we've got a complete fraud for a Speaker of the House. And I don't know if you heard the State of the Union. Did you hear Biden say that he was coming for your AR-15s? Did you hear that?
I heard that, yes.
And so people have to understand, let's start with this. You know, the Constitution was passed, and the Bill of Rights was passed over great debate and argument. And over a period of time, it wasn't like people got together, you know, on July 4th and said, "Hey, we need to kick the Brits out. Here, I wrote this document, pass the Constitution and the Bill of Rights." That's not what it was about. That's not how it went down. This went down over a period of years. People, great men, intelligent men, leaders of their states, getting together and arguing the merits of various political ideas. Now, they didn't solve everything. They didn't solve the slavery problem. They didn't solve a whole bunch of problems. But what they did was, they wrote this thing called the Bill of Rights. Why the Bill of Rights? Why the first 10 amendments to the Constitution? The answer is simple. It's not complicated. The answer is so simple. It was to protect the rights of the individual and the rights of the independent states from federal government overreach. That was the whole purpose. And these lying, I don't know if I should even say the word on the, probably not if I'm questioning whether I should. Right. These liars that are pushing forward this idea that the Second Amendment was to protect the rights of a militia or the rights of some entity in government, they have no clue as to the actual intent of the first 10 amendments or the Bill of Rights. The Bill of Rights was written specifically to protect the rights of the individual and protect the states from their power being eroded by the federal government. Our founding fathers didn't want standing armies. They didn't want a strong federal government, by and large, John Adams being an exception to that. But there, by and large, we were very concerned about centralized power. And to form a federal government, our founding fathers wanted to be extremely careful that the rights of the individual were protected. That's what the first 10 amendments are about, certainly the first 8. And then the 9th and 10th Amendment speak to the federal government trying to encroach on the power of the states. And it's very important that you understand, that everyone understand, the intent of the Bill of Rights. And it was very simply to protect the rights of an individual and the state from federal government overreach. Now, of course, that federal government overreach after the Civil War just grew exponentially, and nobody's done anything about it since then. And that's why we're in the position that we're in.
That's right. That's right. Well, it's not well known and well understood, but many of the 13 colonies had state religions. And the purpose of the First Amendment was to preserve the rights of states to have a state religion if they chose to, with no interference from the federal government, correct?
Yeah, this whole thing about church and state didn't come from the Constitution or the Bill of Rights. It came from court decisions. The word separation of church and state, okay, are not in the Constitution or the Bill of Rights.
No.
That's something that comes from a court decision. What you do find in the Constitution and the Bill of Rights is that the federal government is not to sponsor any state religion. In other words, the federal government couldn't pick a religion to support or to favor in lieu of all the other religions out there. And so it is an interesting study when you get into this stuff and you look at what the founding fathers were trying to do versus what we wound up with in 2024.
Absolutely.
And now we have the president of the United States saying he's coming to take your guns.
Right, right. Well, a rough estimate of how many million AR-15 and similar type rifles are in private hands in this country?
Oh, my guess is there's probably over 40 million at this point, 30 to 40 million.
Right, right.
And that's just AR-15s. There's over 120 million people that possess guns in this country now.
Right, right, which is now, most of the adults in the country. And you got a question or comment?
Let's compare that, just so people understand that the government is a paper tiger. Okay? They couldn't beat the mountain sheep herders in Afghanistan. Our government couldn't.
No. Nope.
Okay. So when they come to say, we're coming to take your guns, I laugh. You ever been in the foothills or the woods of Missouri or Idaho, or the super steep rough terrain with deciduous forest? I mean, you're gonna show up there and take guns from how many? You know, go door to door and take guns from 120 million people. Y'all couldn't beat the goat herders of Afghanistan. Now let's talk pure numbers. We haven't done this in a while. There are 444,000 active U.S. troops. More than 50% of them are deployed overseas. For every warfighter with a gun that knows how to use it in the U.S. military, there are 5 support people. Logistical support, overhead, admin, blah, 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 non-warfighters. Okay? So let's say we had 500,000 active. That means you have less than 100,000 shooters, and the rest are admin, mechanics, what real soldiers call pogues, person other than grunt. Okay? So there's that. And we're on a break, I believe.
Hold on. We have a break. We have callers on hold. We'll be right back.
K Here's some interesting news. Due to all the recent claims about possible nuclear wars, viruses, solar flares, and civil unrest, people are scrambling to prepare and stockpile food. But the one thing out of reach for many is an underground bunker. Until now. Because you can now have a 3D printed underground bunker in just one day. An excavator digs a hole in your backyard, and 3DBunkers.com shows up in a small truck and sets up their 3D printer under a tent completely undetected. They can print as many rooms as you want at a fraction of the cost compared to traditional metal bunkers. 3D Bunkers uses polymer concrete, which is 5 times stronger than regular cement. YouTube 3DBunkers.com and watch the video. The creators of 3D Bunkers is looking for a business partner that can help bring this technology to the world. And we need to protect our way of life without living in fear. Contact Brad at 3DBunkers.com for more details or visit 3DBunkers.com.
I'm so excited to have you as part of the Wild Pastures family, and we look forward to bringing you the pasture-raised meats that you and your family will love. Now, we started Wild Pastures because so many of my clients would tell me they just couldn't find high-quality pasture-raised meats, and even when they did, it was so expensive that they couldn't afford to eat it regularly. Now, I'm not talking about the bottom-of-the-barrel healthy meats that have claims like natural or free-range or even cage-free, terms that were actually created by the industrial food industry to make us feel all warm and fuzzy about buying their low quality products. I'm talking about truly nourishing pasture-raised meats, the kind that you'll never really find in a grocery store. Our farmers are doing things beyond organic. Our beef is 100% grass-fed and grass-finished and raised on pastures free from chemicals and other pesticides. Our chickens are 100% pasture-raised, where they get their natural diet of grass and forage and insects. We will never settle for free range, which is actually one of the most deceptive terms in the chicken industry. In fact, less than 0.1% of the chicken consumed in the United States is truly pasture-raised in the way that ours is. And our pork is 100% pasture-raised as well. So if you care about where your food comes from, then you have definitely made it to the right place. As a Wild Pastures member, you'll be supporting the most highly principled farmers in America and getting the most nutrient-dense, nourishing, and sustainable meats in the world. But I'm confident you'll love being part of our mission at Wild Pastures, and you will really love the delicious, nourishing meats that we're going to deliver straight to your door.
Visit republicbroadcasting.org and click the Wild Pastures banner ad. Secure a shipment today. Beef, poultry, and pork raised the way nature intended.
But I'd like to ask each of you what it is you value so highly that you are willing to fight and possibly die for. We will call that Texas. The Mexican army hopes to lure us into attempting escape. Almost anything seems better than remaining in this place, penned up. If, however, we force the enemy to attack, I believe every one of you will prove himself worth 10 in return. We will not only show the world what patriots are made of, but we will also deal a crippling blow to the Army of Santa Anna.
If anyone wishes to depart under the white flag of surrender, you may do so now. You have that right.
But if you wish to stay here with me in the Alamo, we will sell our lives dearly.
All right, we're back, ladies and gentlemen. This hour is sponsored by the Energy Cleaner. If you're tired of being tired, you need an Energy Cleaner. Arthritis, pain, joint pain got you down. Same thing, you need an Energy Cleaner. Keep in mind, I offer a 90-day money-back guarantee on Energy Cleaner. The Energy Cleaners, mattress pads that go with them, are available at thelibertyman.com. Visiting with Sam Andrews, the proprietor of Freedom Center USA. The website is freedomtrain.net. Excellent video there teaching you how to properly clean your rifle. You may think you know, but you really don't unless you watch this video. And Sam, let's continue with your commentary, please.
Okay, well, we've got about 444,000 active. The Chinese army's got about 3 million, right? Okay. The Russians have close to 800,000. But, you know, a lot of these assets are tied up in operations, some in the country that they originate from, some outside that country. America has over 120 million gun owners. Now, I make this point. I've been watching this show, gone back to the very first season, Blue Bloods, which is Tom Selleck, and he's the police commissioner in New York, right? And I'm up to, over the last 6 months, you know, dealing with injuries and illness, I've spent a little more time watching the show, so I've covered a couple of these seasons of the show. And the thing that really strikes me the most about city dwellers in places like New York and Chicago is these shows justify these people that have guns on them to protect themselves as criminals. It's illegal to have a gun in New York without a permit. You got to have the government's permission, right? Well, the other thing that stands out in these shows is all of the victims of crime. And all of these people that are victims of crime, particularly in the poorer neighborhoods where the drug dealers are everywhere, is that these people can do nothing without the police, without the government having a police officer there standing guard. They are vulnerable victims because they are wholly unarmed. And this is the most disturbing thing I've ever witnessed in my life, is example after example after example of people who live in our cities. The law prevents them from exercising their Second Amendment rights. They tolerate it. And then these drug dealers and murderers prey on their families and turn them into victims. And it is a pattern that is disgusting. It is ongoing, and it is illustrated in the very TV shows we watch. And honestly, these people that live in the cities, they're too ignorant to do anything about it. And half of them march to have more gun rights removed, more guns taken. The answer isn't less guns. The answer is arming the good people. For God's sake, it's not that hard to figure out. Drives me crazy watching these shows.
Roger that. I certainly appreciate that. You ready for some callers here, Sam?
Why not?
Okay, we have Kyle in Montana. Good morning, Kyle.
Yeah, good morning, guys. I agree with you completely there, Sam. The TV shows try to wrap up macho men and women and good storylines mixed in with lies so that people will believe them and then actually support the lie. It's just been, it is amazing to me. But I was wondering, I had a friend of mine call me last night. I didn't hear it, but he said Mayorkas just said that there are states that had passed a must show up in person type of laws to vote. That wasn't going to stand, and that there was going to be ballot boxes in every state. And I was wondering if you had heard anything about this.
Well, state elections are still run by states, so I suspect that will not be true. I sure hope it isn't true. Ballot boxes, you know, just distributed like mailboxes are. That's a really, really bad idea. But, you know, they'll create a pandemic. They'll put about, they're certainly capable of trying to pull that off. And
yeah,
we're on a break.
Hold on.
We have a break.
Yeah,
we're right back. Hold on, Kyle.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Hey there, are you going to wait till the cows come home to get your new ease-off drop-in lift?
What in the world is an ease-off drop-in lift?
Our ease-off is a new tool to increase production for your meat processing company that will get that whole hog or half a beef on or off your rail with our remote control.
That sounds great, but can I afford it?
Sure, and the ease-off installs fast. The effortless operation will reduce fatigue, speed up your line, and increase profits.
Okay, I'm convinced. Where can I get my ease-off?
Go to easeoff.com. That's EAZEOFF.com. And hurry, because we're offering free shipping for a limited time. EaseOff.com. We make pigs fly. Cows, too.
EaseOff LLC, 417-932-6419.
No food, no lights, no car, not a single luxury. Like Robinson Crusoe, it's primitive as can be.
Don't be a victim. Is your home and car protected from an EMP event, or will you be a victim? EMP Shield will protect your home, car, or generator from the damaging effects of an electromagnetic pulse and lightning. Folks, this is the exact equipment the Department of Defense uses to protect their infrastructure, and each unit comes with $25,000 of insurance coverage. To get a $50 discount on each unit purchased, go to thelibertyman.com. That's thelibertyman.com. Or call the toll-free order line 24 hours a day. 800-592-9543. That's 800-592-9543. Don't be a victim.
People often write to tell us what has happened for them since starting Extendivite. Allow me to read a few. In 1 month, my blood pressure dropped significantly. I no longer get chest pain after exercise. It's amazing, and I ordered my second bottle. The reviews are spot on. My target is to get off BP meds, and if it keeps going like this, I see a light at the end of the tunnel. So far, a great product is what it claims to be. Great product. A few days in, and I could feel a difference for certain. Not checking medical stats yet. I know this is really working by how I feel. We'll continue to take this product. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit extendivite.com. That's extendovite.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
So let's fix bayonets. We'll have the advantage of moving down the hill. They got to be tired, the Revs. They got to be close to the end if we are. So fix bayonets. Ellis, wait. Ellis, you take the left wing. I'll take the right. I want a right wheel forward of the whole regiment.
What, you mean charge?
Yes, but here's what we do. We're going to charge swinging down the hill. Just like we pulled back to this left side of the regiment, now we're going to swing it down. We swing like a door. We're going to sweep them down the hill just as they come up. Understand? Does everybody understand?
Yes, sir.
All right, we're back, ladies and gentlemen. My website is thelibertyman.com. The state of Florida is in the process of banning these COVID vaccinations. We're posting the article at my website and in the COVID panel today. This is good news. I think it's a couple of years too late, quite frankly, but it's better late than never, as the old saying goes. And you might want to check that out, along with the dozens of others' articles and videos regarding the worst crime in human history, the consequences of the COVID-19 vaccination clot shots. And of course, products that will help you achieve your goals on our website. You know, the Energy Cleaner is my home business. When you place your order, I personally box it up. I take it to the Little Country Post Office at Cherryville, Missouri, which is also a destination restaurant, and everything goes out U.S. Postal Service, helping people worldwide to get past their pain issues, get past your sleep issues. Details at thelibertyman.com. You can place your order right there using PayPal, MasterCard, Visa, or you can call my toll-free order line. It's 800-592-9543. Visiting with Sam Andrews, proprietor of Freedom Center USA. The website's freedomtrain.net. And Carl, you have a further question or comment?
Well, I just had a comment, and I want to get Sam's commentary on it. I'm sure you've heard that California and New York are already looking at trying to, they're giving illegals driver's licenses, which then if they show up to the polls with a driver's license, you won't be able to ask whether or not they're a citizen. And then they're California and New York are also looking at putting illegals into positions of police and basically turning them loose. They will be having weapons and judging right and wrong, basically, over U.S. citizens. Well, and now there was a congressman just recently last week talking about we've got to let the illegals start taking them into the military, which means you will have, if you have unrest in this country, you will have non-U.S. citizens in your military that I guarantee you they will have no qualms over shooting you at you. And the last point that I had to make was, in my opinion, what's fixing to happen is that they're going to get down into like September-ish area, and they're going to try to pass a law or executive order or something along that line that's going to allow all of these illegal immigrants to vote. They're going to try their best to give them the vote, and then there won't be enough time to work through the courts to stop them. So in my opinion, people better be preparing for the inevitable unrest and civil war that is coming in November. But that's what I'd be preparing for. If it doesn't happen, you've got extra food and water and guns and ammo and stuff just for the heck of it. But if you don't have it and it does happen, you're going to be in a world of hurt. Your comments, okay. Sam.
Well, I agree with being prepared for the worst and hoping and praying for the best. I agree with that strategy. All elections right now under the current laws in the United States are run by the states individually. So a presidential election is an accumulation of the results of 50 state elections, plus maybe a couple territories, depending on how they work it. I don't know the details of the territories, but the bottom line is there is rampant election corruption in about 15 states that I'm aware of. And it's mostly in the swing states. It's not the heavily red or the heavily blue states where you see most of the corruption. It's in places like Pennsylvania and Michigan and Ohio and Georgia and Arizona, and a handful of other states. But understand that the person in a given state that has the most influence over an election is the Secretary of State for that state. That's the person that generally does final approval on the ballot language. Their office handles how the ballots are printed, all of this kind of stuff. So one of the places an American citizen can have some influence is by putting pressure on the Secretary of State's office to let them know that you're watching them and that you're very, very critical of anything that allows a non-U.S. citizen to vote in our elections or anything that allows some generic BS ballot, like ballot boxes just laying on the street, unguarded, unsupervised. You know, that it the whole thing starts with people waking up and protesting and putting pressure on the Secretary of State's office. Now, your legislators, they're in session now. There should be laws that require paper ballots. Got to get away from the computers. The computers are like a giant highway to voter fraud. Got to get rid of computerized voting machines and computerized ballot counting machines. These things have to go away. The whole country of France realized how corrupt their elections were. They went back to all paper ballots, and they made it much more difficult to steal an election by doing so. Tell me the French aren't smarter than us. Please tell me Americans had a modicum of intelligence and common sense and know that computerized machines and computerized vote counting machines are a disaster and are giant highways to voter fraud. This has to be fixed, and nobody's addressing it, particularly in the swing states. And this needs to happen. Until we restore integrity to our elections, our republic has been stolen from us. There is no United States of America anymore represented, you know, where the government represents its people. Those days are gone. And until we fix it and put people with integrity in office, it will not come back.
Yeah, I agree with that, Sam. But the problem that we're fixing to face is that if it doesn't get fixed before this next election, and this ends up with another 4 years of the communist in charge, there's no way out of this other than bloodshed, in my opinion.
Well, I'll tell you this right now. I believe that trying to fix the system, the voting system, one state at a time and restore integrity of our elections is a great option. Do I think that the people are aware of the problems and unselfish enough to take some time out of their day to go and influence the system? I don't. I think America's too selfish. And honestly, I will be surprised if there's any way to vote our way out of the current problems. I think if you could vote your way out of the problems, they wouldn't let you vote at this point because they have control. The question is, are we going to take control back? That's the real question.
Yep. That's all I got. Have a great day, guys.
Okay. Thanks for the call, Carl. Our next caller is John in Texas. Good morning, John.
Hello. What debt do we owe the anti-federalists for our current civil liberties, or for preserving civil liberties, or creating a United States with the civil liberties it has? I mean, do we owe them? It was the anti-federalists, which I guess forced the federalists to include a Bill of Rights, wasn't it?
Yeah, I don't know how to answer that question, John. Do you have anything?
Well, that discourse is what gave us what we have, and it was a consequence of all the discourse that gave us our republic. And I don't want to get into it any deeper than that at the moment right now. John, thank you for your call. Let's move on. What upcoming classes are available that people could sign up for, Sam?
Well, we still have a couple of openings in the basic tactical course that is being held April 4th, 5th, 6th, and 7th. I think we have two openings left. We have four openings in the urban vehicle class. You have to have the basic class first. It's a prerequisite, but on the 12th, 13th, and 14th of April, we have the urban vehicle class. We have plenty of openings in the Stop the Bleed class, and four openings in the combat medic course on the 19th, 20th, and 21st of April. Now, our instructors meeting is on the 16th and the 17th of March, which is less than a week away. And we will develop a schedule for the rest of the year. So by the 22nd of March, we should have the new schedule on the website through August of this year. And probably by June, we'll have the schedule through December. So if you're planning on training if you can't train in April and you're planning on doing it in the summertime, come the 22nd of March, go to freedomtrain.net. You'll have a schedule through the month of August, possibly even September.
Outstanding. Well, looking forward to it. Well, let's move on from there. The lawsuit. Any changes in the lawsuit, sir, the various things going on with that?
Yes, it's been delayed on the 27th or 28th, there's a hearing to pick a new trial date. Their expert witnesses have not cooperated in setting a date for their depositions, and they've delayed the trial, and the judge isn't happy, and so we're still fighting.
At some point, this judge will recognize these delaying tactics for exactly for what they are, delaying tactics that have no substance or no merit, aren't correct?
I sure hope so. And we are now, my partners and I met yesterday, we're working on the last discovery that we owe them. So that's we're going to have all our discovery in before this meeting. And that's going to put a lot of pressure on the judge to require them to step up and get on with it. Right now, they're using the fact that we're missing some discovery items as a reason to delay.
Well, that needs to be corrected ASAP. Well, ladies and gentlemen, this fight's been going on. We're into this is the third or fourth year I've lost track.
Their lawsuit was filed. Their motions were filed in October of 2020.
Oh, my. Okay, so anyway, the listeners to the John Moore Show and Doug Hagman, I'm going to be on with Doug, by the way, today, and it's scheduled, have been very instrumental in this fight. There's a panel at my website at thelibertyman.com. You can make a quick and easy PayPal donation. There's an address to mail a check or a money order. And these donations all help tremendously, don't they?
Well, they sure do. And right now we're 26,000. I looked at the bill yesterday in the meeting. We're 26,000 behind in paying our lawyer. And so we're going to have to do something to catch up. And the listeners have kept us in this fight. We appreciate that more than you could possibly imagine. And it's just a tough deal. You know, I don't know. I guess I'll say it on the air. I was in divorce court on Friday, and I am divorced. I am now single again. So,
well, okay.
I haven't just had the Freedom Center lawsuit lawyer bills to pay. I've also had my own personal lawyer bills in the last year. So it's been that's over now.
Well,
so I could concentrate on this Freedom Center lawsuit, both discovery and getting some bills paid. So I feel blessed that half of the burden has been lifted off my shoulders. So,
well, that has to be a big relief, and congratulations for that. We've been looking for reports from the SHOT Show. Has that happened yet?
Well, there's a couple of interesting products that we could talk about after the firearms tip of the week. I've got some things that I've identified that I think are worth talking about.
Okay, outstanding. Well, these state legislators have been in session. Anything going on at the state level, firearms legislation-wise, we need to know about?
Well, there's Oregon and Washington all have anti-gun bills. Our Speaker of the House in Missouri says he wants to put a bill to the floor for a vote to ban stuff in Missouri. Not sure how that's going to go over.
Right.
It's just Americans' rights are being attacked everywhere. They have to neutralize America and do the gun confiscation to carry out their agenda. The American gun owner is the only thing basically standing in the way of this globalist takeover from these elites. And I tell you, I hope they stay aggressive, because if we don't kick this thing off before all the drones and robots show up, the battle's going to be much, much, much more difficult.
Absolutely.
So, and honestly, I hope we vote our way out of this. I just don't think it's very probable that we're voting our way out of this. I think the next pandemic, the next wave of bogus legislation is going to give these corrupt criminals complete control over America. And there will be a few states like Texas and Missouri and South Dakota, possibly, that stand up against this corruption in a big way. But the vast majority of states aren't paying attention. And I don't think men and women realize how close to the cliff we are. And, you know, what Kyle mentioned about having freeze-dried food, having extra water, having extra ammunition and cleaning supplies and training, all of these things, I never thought I'd say this, but they could matter less than 6 months from today. Things could get really, really ugly, really, really fast. And that's, unfortunately, that's the position America's in, because Americans tend to do nothing until it's almost too late, kind of like we did in World War II.
Roger that. Well, recently, Tucker Carlson interviewed Alex Jones, and they agreed that the time between November election and inauguration is crunch time for the George Soros rioters to do their thing, Sam.
Oh, I think you're going to see things bigger than COVID happen before November.
Roger that. Here's our break. Call number is 512-248-8252. We'll break back.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home.
Email Tom at republicbroadcasting.org. T-O-M at republicbroadcasting.org.
Are you one of the millions of people who feel like there is a dark cloud hanging over their heads whenever they're using pharmaceutical drugs? For some, the short-term relief can turn into an opioid addiction nightmare. Have you ever wondered why CBD oil is a billion-dollar industry? It's because it works better than opioids and is actually healthy for you. However, CBD oil is stripped of all other helpful compounds found in the hemp plant. According to neuroscientists, the whole hemp plant, otherwise known as hemp paste, is even more effective than the chemically processed CBD oil. Are you ready to take back your health? You can try hemp paste for the price of a cup of coffee.
Hemppaste.com/RBN. Free shipping on orders over $50. See the banners for Hemp Paste at republicbroadcasting.org and visit hemppaste.com/RBN.
Go to republicbroadcasting.org, smash that donate button like Russian peacekeepers smashing through the Azov neo-Nazi terrorists in the Donbass.
I don't think you can explain politics without looking at Jewish power any more than you can explain physics without dealing with gravity.
9/11 was a jointly conducted covert operation that involved multiple states, the Saudis, the Israelis, and what you could call the deep state in the United States.
With anti-Semitic remarks.
yeah, you're jiggling juice, we used to say, the dancing Israelis.
So even the Republicans now are compromising, and they're pushing issues that are destructive to the white race.
They would always say, like, are we just going to talk about this stuff on the radio? Like, what are we going to do about it?
Either we force the democracy to work by actually getting the ballot access, getting the candidates, getting in office, getting our message out there to the people, or we expose just how undemocratic it is.
The Patrick and Jeremy Show, Tuesday at 9 Central and Wednesday at 1 Central.
Company will fix bayonets! Fix! Bayonets!
All right, we're back, ladies and gentlemen. You ready to continue, Sam?
I am.
Okay. What direction would you like to go next, sir?
Well, I think in the light of Kyle's comments, we should talk a little bit about having a bug-in strategy and a bug-out strategy.
Absolutely.
Bugging in, what does that mean? That means there's something going on in your local area, that means you want to stay protected inside your home. Okay? And that sounds easy, right? You go in your home all the time. You live in your home, and not hard. You've got a faucet. You've got plumbing. You've got food. You've got gas to cook with or electric to cook with. Now, let's put you in your home, and let's take away your electric. Let's take away your natural gas that's supplied by the government or a company that's contracted with the government. Let's take away all those things and say that you can only use what you have on your property. Okay, now how do we live? How does our life change? And what do we need to get by, to be able to thrive, not just survive, right? I'm a huge fan of having a generator and a very large propane tank on your property. Now, we have natural gas in my home. We have electricity that we run the house and the dryer and the washer with. We have city water and city utilities. But fortunately, when the area that I live in, when this area was, the houses were built, they didn't have natural gas piped into this area. And so the house that I live in also has a propane tank underground. And that's a really cool thing because I can now run my backup generator for the home off that propane tank. And so solar panels, propane tank, backup generator, freeze-dried food. You know, a lot of people can food, and that is wonderful for a bug-in strategy. But canned food doesn't work for a bug-out strategy. You would need a semi to haul 6 months of freeze-dried food with you when you go, if you have to bug out, if you have to leave your home. A dirty bomb, nuclear material in the atmosphere, radioactive material in the atmosphere that the wind is blowing your way, okay? Toxic chemicals, think of Fukushima. There's an example. Anything that's toxic in the air that's going to force you out of your home to another area. Keep in mind, when certain biological or nuclear things happen, oftentimes the direction the wind is blowing decides who lives or dies. And if there's a hot zone near you and the wind is blowing from that hot zone towards you, you cannot bug in. The bug-in strategy is probably not going to work for you. So it's time to go. Now the question is, with a bug-out strategy, where do you go and what do you take with you?
We'll just continue this discussion after the break. We'll be right back.
John, I'm the founder of Blackout Coffee, and I started Blackout because I really love coffee. I've always loved coffee, and after traveling so much to Europe, South America, and trying so many different coffees that were so good, and every time I came back to the U.S., I was so disappointed with the coffee, so I figured that I had to do something about it. The biggest difference is on the beans and the roasting process, how we roast it, and how fresh it is. The fresher the roast, the better the quality. Here I have like all of the coffee that's roasted within 1 to 2 days prior to being shipped. So it literally gets to consumers' house within 3 to 5 days after being roasted. If you like coffee, you have to try ours. It's fresh roasted. It's one of the best beans that we can get, and you will definitely see the difference.
Visit blackoutcoffee.com and use the coupon code REPUB10. That's REPUB10.
This is RBN, the Republic Broadcasting Network.